Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix. We've got you until 6, and that is when the pregame show for Memorial and Wrights will begin. Second week in a row that we've had Wrights football on the air. They almost got the upset win against Castle, and now at home trying to avenge that loss and pull off the upset against maybe the best team in the SIAC in Memorial. So we're very much looking forward to that game. Austin Clauside, Ryan Metzger on the call. That said, when it comes to football this weekend, that's how your weekend of football begins. Here's how your weekend of football will end. It's on Sunday when the Indianapolis Colts host the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, this is a game that I think going into the season we had as a toss-up. We didn't know how good the Colts were going to be. We didn't know who the quarterback was going to be. But now we know it's Daniel Jones. And we know why. Because Jones has played extremely well through the first 4 weeks of this season. There is an exception to that because he didn't play especially well last week against the Rams. He looked a little bit human. A couple of interceptions, 24 of 33. So I look at Daniel Jones this week and I think, okay, this is kind of a game of reckoning for Jones and the Colts offense. I'm not going to give them a pass on what happened last week. A loss is a loss is a loss, but that's a good Rams team that the Colts had to play on the road. That's a tough environment. That's a tough challenge. So I'm not too worried about what happened last week. The moment I will start to worry about the Colts being a mediocre team, as I expected, as we expected before this season began, the moment I begin to worry about the Colts having a mediocre at best quarterback, as I suspected, as we suspected before the season began, is Sunday night, if and when Colts fans are reeling from a loss against this team. Now, don't get me wrong, this is no bye game, all right? The Colts playing the Raiders, far from a done deal. Yeah, the Raiders are 1-3. Shout out Chris Staples, WSON, our resident Raiders fan. But let's make no mistake about it. The Raiders should have, certainly could have, beaten the Bears last week. That could have been a second win. And the Raiders, they had a really good first game against the Patriots, who turned out to be a pretty good team. They put up 24 points against the Commanders 2 weeks ago. This team is capable. I know they have their problems, but look at what the Raiders just did with their offense. I know we're talking all about the Colts and Daniel Jones. He's the quarterback. That's what we have to get to, and we will. But let's look at the firepower of the Raiders, because part of what makes the Colts so attractive so far this year is, yeah, Daniel Jones, but it's Jonathan Taylor as the best running back in the NFL. And I say that, of course, as a bias Jonathan Taylor fantasy owner. He's the best running back in the NFL, at least through 4 games. Well, look at what the Raiders just did with Ashton Jeanty. And I say this as a biased Ashton Jeanty fantasy owner, because he finally blew up last week against the Bears. 21 carries, 138 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. But Jeanty's done a little bit more in the air than I expected as well. Had a couple of touchdowns last week in the air. Okay, so Ashton Jeanty has arrived. Just in time, of course, for the Raiders to beat, or rather play, the Colts. Not trying to project a loss for the Colts there. But the reality is, don't look at this as, oh, the Colts got it, 3-1 versus 1-3. They should win this game, and they will win this game if they are the team that we hope they are. If they are the team that we believe they are on our readjusted expectations of this team through 4 games. Yeah, they lost to the Rams last week, the Colts. But if they are that team, if they are legit, they're going to bounce back on Sunday. They're going to make a statement with Daniel Jones taking care of the football. I mentioned, let's go back to the Colts offense. I mentioned off the top that Daniel Jones took a step back last week. And believe me, Jones had a not perfect game. It wasn't the worst game. And for the new standard that's been set for Colts quarterbacks ever since Andrew Luck, he had a pretty good game. Okay? I think if Anthony Richardson had had that stat line, two interceptions, a touchdown in the air, 262 yards, 24 of 33 last year, I think we would have all been saying, hey, something to build off of for AR. Well, because Daniel Jones was so good the first three games, we're all looking at that and thinking, uh-oh. Because we know what Jones was in New York, which is a mediocre at best quarterback. And we know what we are afraid of, which is Jones folding into the former version of himself. And ceasing to be the Josh Allen doppelganger. Right? That's what we don't want to see. That's what we're afraid to see on Sunday when the Colts play the Rams. Or rather, Raiders. So, I'm looking at this game, I'm thinking it's a massive opportunity for Daniel Jones to silence the doubters who have sprung up again. It's a massive opportunity because the Raiders go into this game with some momentum, and I think a lot of people think that this is a very losable game. More on this in a moment, but first, if you see a bug, call ARAB Pest Control, because ARAB has seen everything that you don't want to. Give them a call, 812-423-4455. Again, that's 812-423-4455. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the near perfect Facebook and Google ratings online. So if you see termites, crickets, roaches, spiders, ants, bed bugs, mice, rats, it doesn't matter, because ARAB has seen it. They've been in the community since the 1920s. So give them a call one more time. It is 812-423-4455. That is ARAB Termite and Pest Control. So again, the Colts playing the Raiders noon on Sunday. It's a massive game for both teams. Kind of a pivot point in the season for the Raiders. Again, shout out Chris Staples. But then I'm looking at this Colts team and I'm thinking, okay, massive difference between 3-2 and 4-1. And by the way, look at where the Colts are right now in the AFC South. Because they're at 3-1, so are the Jags. If you ask me, who's the better 3-1 team in the AFC South? I'm a little bit biased because this is what I do for a living. I work in the state of Indiana. But the Colts are the better team so far. But that doesn't matter if you lose on Sunday and you fold into the version that you were expected to be of this football team. Now, the Jaguars, they play the Chiefs on Monday night. You have an opportunity to make up some ground and resecure first place in the AFC South. Not to mention, you got to start winning some football games and really build up a cushion against the Texans, because the Texans, they woke up. And I know that they played the Titans. Titans aren't very good last week. They destroyed the Titans 26-0, and they finally looked like the team that we expected them to be. And their quarterback, C.J. Stroud, looked like the guy that we expected him to be. 22 of 28, 233 yards, two touchdowns. They lost the first three games of the year. They destroyed the Titans, and they are back. And they get to play who? The Ravens, led by a backup quarterback. So, and Cooper Rush. So, I'm not looking at the Texans as being dead. The Jaguars are right there. The Colts need this game on Sunday. They need it for the standings. They need it for Daniel Jones to get back on track after two interceptions. Zero in the first three games. Two interceptions in one game makes you a little bit nervous that he's back to his old ways. And they need this game to remind the fans that this is not the team that we expected them to be before the season. This is not the team that, well, we were afraid that they would be before the season began. 3-1 to start. I think if you go into the time portal, time machine, and you ask your former self, hey, how would you feel about a 3-1 start for the Indianapolis Colts? You would say, wow, where do I sign? But going into this game against the Raiders, because you're coming off of a loss against the Rams, a game in which the Colts probably could have won, if not for that Tutu Atwell 88-yard touchdown with 90 seconds left in the game. If not for that play, the Colts are probably 4-0. and feelings around this team are very different than they are right now on this Friday, getting ready to play the Raiders on Sunday. Going to keep an eye on the Colts all season long. Again, Colts-Raiders at noon on Sunday. We're going to talk about this on Monday when we return for our next edition of the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. Whether it's your car, home, or more, American Family Insurance has policies tailored to meet your needs to help ensure peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Call Sandra with Sandra Payline Agency, 812-426-3305. That's 812-426-3305. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.